Today is the feast of St. Dominic, the founder of the Dominican Order, Order of Preachers, and he's the Holy Father St. Dominic to us Franciscans as well, because he was a friend of St. Francis and a cordbearer of St. Francis, and they were contemporaries, and they both had a similar way of religious life, going about preaching as mendicants, living a life of poverty and preaching and trying to restore the kingdom of God to the earth, to the world of that day that was so corrupted, and the people had lost their faith in God and their love for God, and so they were both stirred up to go about preaching and bringing the love of God back into the hearts of men. And Saint Dominic in particular was called to emphasize the intellectual side of the church, the true doctrine of the church, to restore morals in the people and to fight heresy in particular. And he, when he was traveling through France and northern Italy, he met the Albigensian heresy and was determined at that point to start a religious order to fight this heresy in particular, but also just to go throughout the world and preaching the truth and fight heresy everywhere. That's what he felt called to do. He was born into a very holy family. His mother was proclaimed blessed. One of his brothers who joined his order was proclaimed blessed later. And another brother who became a priest and served the sick all the days of his life. So he came from a very holy family and had very good examples. And was when he went to the University of Palencia, he was a model student in his studies and in his behavior and as an example as a student to everyone else. And from that he was asked to become a member of the chapter of the cathedral in Osma, and he was such a great example there that he was made the superior of the chapter there. And after that he traveled through and a diplomatic mission with his bishop to Rome, to Italy, and it was there that he met the heresy of the Albigensians, and then had his calling, and began preaching throughout France and throughout northern Italy, and gained followers and established his order, and really instilled the truths of the Catholic faith into the Catholics and restored the Catholic faith in France. And it was said that he converted to over 100,000 unbelievers, he and his followers. And he did it especially through preaching of the Holy Rosary and through his devotion to Our Lady, and spreading devotion to Our Lady, especially through the Rosary. And this is really the hallmark of his preaching and of his life, spreading the Holy Rosary. And we have it as the Dominican Rosary and the five decades, 15 decades, and now 20 decades of 20 mysteries, the four mysteries of the Rosary, the joyful, sorrowful, luminous, and glorious mysteries. And so even today, we need to emphasize the importance of praying the Rosary to reform our world of today, and to reform our own personal lives, to reform our families. It is Our Lady, and it is the Rosary that is going to restore the love of God into the world, and we need to emphasize the Rosary to the world, to our Catholics, to our Catholic brethren. And in our own hearts, we need to love the Rosary and to preach it. It's because it is through the preaching of the Rosary and the praying of the Rosary that we will really learn to develop a deep love for prayer, a love for Our Lady, how Our Lady will transform our lives and the lives of the world. Otherwise, what will we pray? What will we pray? How will we pray in a significant way? How will we learn to love God more through prayer? It is only through the Rosary, especially through the Rosary, of course, second to the Holy Mass and the Liturgy of the Hours. But it is the popular prayer, the prayer that we can all pray and everywhere we go. And this is how we will learn to love Our Lady and how she will change our hearts, and she will give us grace upon grace with every Hail Mary we pray. That's how we will come to know Our Lady, love Our Lady, serve Our Lady, and be on fire with love for God, is through the Rosary. And so we need to stress the Rosary day in and day out, and through the end, to the end of the world, as it was preached in the 11th century. It needs to be preached through every century, and will through to the end of the world. So let us love the Rosary, preach it, and as Saint Dominic did, and find success in conversions. It is Our Lady and God who will bring about conversions, not so much our own words, but it is through Our Lady and through love for her that we will find conversion and find holiness and sanctity through Our Lady.
Et Jesus.